With the midterm elections behind us, it's now time to move forward and address the many issues that were talked about during the campaign. This is Lisa Berry, and one of the biggest victories in Washtenaw County was in the Ann Arbor mayor's race, where incumbent Christopher Taylor won with a small margin of victory, what, 96%? Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What term is this going to be for you as the mayor of Ann Arbor?
It will be formally my third term, but the first two terms were for 2 years. This term will be for 4 years.
So what's first on your agenda?
There's a lot of stuff that's going well in the city, and we're going to continue on with it. We do, of course, have a lot of challenges, and we're going to do what we can to address them. Affordable housing is one of our main challenges. Infrastructure, too, of course. We have climate action is something that we're going to do what we can to address here in Ann Arbor to do our part. But fundamentally, our goal is to provide the basic services that residents expect, to improve them, and to enhance quality of life. And that's what we're going to do.
If you had to grade the quality of life in Ann Arbor right now, what letter grade would you give it?
Letter grades, who can say? What I will say is that, you know, we have a great deal of demand in Ann Arbor. People, love their community. They love their hometown. And other people who work here or know about Ann Arbor, they want to come here. So I think we're doing pretty good.
I think we hear people talk about affordable housing all the time. Is there anything being done right now to address that?
That was one of the challenges that we, are suffering here in Ann Arbor with respect to affordable housing. We, of course, have high demand for housing. People who work in Ann Arbor, people who want to come to Ann Arbor, but can't because of the cost of housing. And we've had for years development, a lid on new units. Supply demand is not a joke, and so we are working to do what we can to improve supply. We also, with the passage of Proposal A, we have, taken a hit to our affordable housing fund. The sale of the Y lot was going to give us $5 million, which the executive director of our housing commission indicated would be sufficient to leverage between 200 and 500 units of new permanent housing that would be throughout the city and built in connection with nonprofit partners and the like. That's no longer going to readily be available. And so we're going to need to work on figuring out what happens next.
Okay, you brought it up. Proposal A, you, Christopher Taylor,
absolutely,
mayor of Ann Arbor, campaigned heavily against that, talking about the library lot, and it was approved by Ann Arbor voters by just over 53%. Is that a decision you can accept?
Well, it is fact, and so of course I accept it. I continue to think that it is unwise. The proposal itself is unfunded, and I think that the absence of affordable housing that will result from it is going to be a long-term detriment to the city. We are $5 million in debt because of the sale of the Y lot. The $5 million from the sale of the library lot was going to go pay off that note. We need to figure out what's going to happen with the Y lot. There's going to be lots of solutions that I'm looking to the proponents of Proposal A. I've pointed out why I think it was it is unwise policy, why it's impractical. I didn't see a lot of specificity on the other side, and I'm going to, look to see what they have to say, look to them for the solutions and the trade-offs that are going to be necessary to affect those solutions.
Were you surprised it was approved?
There hadn't been any polling, and so these things are always very difficult to say. I think it was I don't want to characterize, how people respond when they get to the polling place. I think people in general, love their parks and support their parks. And so when you see the word park in a resolution, you're predisposed to support it. But there are other reasons why people would vote in favor of Proposal A as well. So, I don't want to characterize why people voted necessarily. I just think it was an unwise proposal. And, we're going to, suffer the consequences for a while now.
So as the mayor of Ann Arbor, you have a lot of different hats that you wear and things that you're involved in. And honestly and truly, politics is part of that. And during this last election, you lost what many people are calling your political allies, several of them, not all of them, on the city council. How do you think that's going to impact your next term as mayor of Ann Arbor?
Well, it'll mean that, some of the values that I've supported over the years are going to have a little bit more, it'll be a little more difficult to affect them. You know, I have for years supported affordable housing, worked very hard to obtain funding, the necessary funding for affordable housing to get us to, you know, in the position to start addressing these problems. And so, you know, that's, you know, that has been, you know, undercut by the passage of Proposal A, the use of the county millage monies by the city, the rebate, the unallocated rebate that we receive from the county millage, you know, how that will be used, I think, is going to be open to conversation and discussion. In the end, though, what Ann Arbor residents are looking for are, you know, are continue to be, you know, improvement with respect to basic services, enhancement with respect to quality of life. They want their infrastructure fixed. They want their water to be clean. They want the stormwater to be properly channeled. They want, you know, our outstanding police officers to do their job. They want our outstanding firefighters to do their job. And in the end, that's what we're going to continue to do.
How do you feel about the quality of water in Ann Arbor? Do you have any concerns at this time?
You know, I think we, in Michigan, we always have to have concerns. And so, you know, as a global matter, we obviously have to keep our eye on it, you know, 24/7, 365. I am, however, extremely proud of the work that our engineers do in the city of Ann Arbor. We have, you know, award-winning water, some of the best water in the state, in a state that has some of the best water in the country. Our water is clean and safe, and I'm very proud of the work we do to distribute it throughout the community.
I think one of the things that was voted on during the elections that we're hearing the most reaction to today is Proposal 1, the statewide proposal legalizing recreational use of marijuana. And I know I did a feature about that and talked to you before the election, and you seemed to think there would be minimal impact from that. Is that where you still are today?
Well, you know, what the impact of the Proposal 1 will be is, you know, still unknown. I think people in Ann Arbor obviously have supported medical cannabis for years. The civil fine for cannabis has, of course, been, you know, Ann Arbor lore for decades. With the introduction of, you know, fully legal recreational marijuana, you know, things will change. There will be retail fronts. There will be a lot of decisions to be made about how it gets distributed in the community. I don't expect that we'll be an opt-out community. I expect, however, that it will be regulated and circumscribed, and that it'll be done in a manner that honors Ann Arbor's voters, and, you know, gives them access to what is in just a couple of days going to be a legal substance.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, congratulations again on your reelection, and good luck moving forward with the city.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Ann Arbor's a great place, and I look forward to doing my part to making it even better.